Perkins from Barbados. In Search of Africa.
I was in for a few surprises when I visited the pyramids of Egypt. To begin with, not all of the pyramids are in the midst of a desert, appearing on the far dunes like a romantic mirage. In fact, in this, their desert to urban migration, their scars of age, and the faded size of the 100,000 people it took. As he watched her and the guide disappear around some corner on their horses, he grew anxious. He tried climbing to see further. Then he made an attempt at conversation to distract himself, but was immediately distracted by his watch. I thought his concern was a bit excessive. The perimeters of the Giza pyramids were well travelled, to say the least, and she was a good rider. Still, they were ready to burst. I tried to assure him, but it was pointless. I do not trust slide, but it slid right into a barrel inside of me, where it aged and grew potent. Perhaps he deserved to worry. Instead of admiring the beauty of these people's heritage, he wanted to spy on rumors of their malice. His girlfriend should have galloped all the way to Jordan, I thought. And why did he come to Egypt if he so despised these people? Why travel at all with that sort of baggage? The irony is that this fear and ignorance would keep him from taking one of the crowded local buses, and he would never have the thrill of someone offering to pay his fare, like I did a couple of times. Well, the girl came back. She enjoyed the ride. The guide did offer to take her further, but she declined. She thought her boyfriend might be worrying. I thought she should have gone further. The little gallop around the pyramids was fine. Why should it not be? But imagine the thrill of a ride in the desert, to let go of her fears about the guide and herself, and then to return, to her surprise, a slightly different person. That, to me, is the point in travel. West Africa. For Radio Brave Seas, I'm Nick Perkins from Barbados, in Africa.